First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid-90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Wish we had some music to listen to. I used to love to listen to all those great old rock bands, man. I got high. Jefferson Airplane, Stones, The Who. They're all dead now. I mean, the old bands, what they used to sing about. Love, peace, anarchy, freedom, get high. What do the new bands sing about, man? Fear, paranoia, work harder.
How does it feel?
You wouldn't hear about them if they weren't part of the system. The bands that fought the system, man, they died a long time ago, man. Janis and Jimmy, may they rest in peace. They're not with us anymore. Everything's just part of the system now, and it's got one message.
I think that's horrible that you'd be thinking of something like that. I mean, you should be thankful that you, for once, were thrown onto the shore, and you were lucky enough to at least be thrown onto the shore instead of ending up dead on your face. So I don't think you should be thinking about being thrown back onto the shore again. You should try to make life as good as possible, and yes, of course, someone could die or something like that, but I don't think it's worth talking about and sharing with the rest of us, because the first thing you should be doing right now is knocking on wood, because you definitely wouldn't want to have anything like that happen to you. And believe me, I think if you're thinking about stuff like that, you might be leading a really depressing life. I don't know. So I hope you're okay. I don't know. Now you got me worried about you.
End of message. You may start your message now.
Oh God, here it comes.
I love voicemail.
I love voicemail.
Voice jail.
492 system does rule.
The mailbox community, the mailbox world.
Your outgoings have gotten interesting, and I think it's time you be inducted into the voicemail hall of fame.
Voice jail.
It's easy to do. Go ahead and try.
You have reached 492.
Damn it.
That's a pretty funny thing you got there.
Voice jail.
I noticed we're the only ones up at this time of the day.
Can't help but sound bizarre.
Saturday, 3:25 p.m.
Wanted team with voicemail.
60s. Hey, caller, thanks, caller. Club Manic Consciousness. This is World 15. Yeah, we're grooving, dude. I hope you are too, man. Take care. Watch that, bro. Coffee drinking and my, reading my Alan Newport copies out of New Stance Day. Cut! I don't think so. That's not going to work at all. Cut!
Hi, this is Ronald Redball.
An ex-burglar.
Some people have said I'm the biggest jerk on these mailboxes.
Day in and day out.
But this mailbox life has been great. It's gotten me places. In fact, it's taken me places I never thought I'd see.
Like Folsom and San Quentin.
My associates and I have been doing these mailbox outgoings for years.
I'll tell you how to protect your family and your home, and to stop them from doing it to you.
Computer, erase that man.
NEC has announced the release of its first neural computer utilizing neural network technology. NEC says its neural computer will have a calculating capacity 100 times faster than a conventional PC. Sources say the computer will feature an operating system that includes voice and character recognition. The neural computer will be priced at around $12,000, delivery promised by the end of the year. Apple has released version 6.0 of the Macintosh operating system. The new OS features an improved multi-finder, a macro function called Macro Maker, and a utility for visually impaired users called Close View, which can magnify screen images up to 16 times. Version 6.0 also includes a map utility. No, it doesn't map your hard disk. It's a map of the world that gives you instant time and distance calculations between global locations. The old baby book has become a software program. Nowhere of Canada has released a program called Baby Care. It's a combination how to raise baby book coupled with a database for recording and evaluating all of baby's achievements. Finally, we're used to hearing about adventure programs based on science fiction books. Well, now the tables have turned and Avon Books is introducing a new series of science fiction books based on Infocom adventure books. The first two books will be Planetfall and Wishbringer. That's it for this week's Random Access. We'll see you next time. Books.
The Computer Chronicles is made possible in part by CompuServe, featuring an online reference library, Wall Street reports, at-home shopping, airline reservations, games, and hundreds of other services. CompuServe, helping computers get the most from people.
Six men, and we should say six men and women, have been shot and wounded. Five of them remain in surgery tonight after a security guard fired his service weapon. Now, the well security guard arrived at work this afternoon, and he uttered something under his breath, something about this being a cushy, a chump job. Then he pulled out his gun. The unidentified man worked at MicroPure for about a week. No one really seems to know much about the man or about his permit to carry a weapon. That is what concerns Concord Police Lieutenant Jim Jennings.
Charles, wake up! Charles!
What's the matter?
There must be a fire. I smell smoke.
Good heavens, it's our house.
Oh.
Our house is burning. Come on, darling, come. We'll be trapped. Come on, hurry up. Quick. The stairs are on fire. Everything.
I can't.
Don't talk, sweetheart. Perhaps I can get you through the flames. Don't breathe, darling. Here's the front door. Yeah. We made it. We're safe.
Oh, Charles. Look, our house.
Hey, anybody else in there?
No. Nobody else.
Just as well. Never could get them out now. Are you the owner?
Yes. That was our house.
Well, you haven't got much left then. We can't save it now.
Stand back! Stand back, everybody! The roof's going to fall in! Stand back!
There it goes!
All right.
Hey, so,
I'm Casey.
What?
You're kind of like the guy up in the...
There you go, Mr. Redball.
Oh, great. Cool.
There you go, Mr. Redball.
No, wait, go.
Hi, kids. No, this is Casey Sausage Casey.
Wait a minute.
Is life getting you down?
Wait, no, wait a minute.
Are you depressed?
No.
Miserable?
Wait, Ronald. Okay.
Miserable?
Ronald.
Strung out on several drugs?
Give him...
Get his water. Get his water.
It's fun to be...
He's going off. He needs his meds. Look at him.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ronald, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, kids. This is Casey Hi, kids.
Ronald.
I'm Casey Sausage Casey.
Wait.
Is
Ronald,
life getting you down?
You're going to screw up, Ronald.
Miserable.
Stop.
Strung out
stop
on
before you screw
drugs.
Up, Ronald.
Mr.
Well, Casey has
Ronald.
A record.
Clear your throat, Ronald.
Off. It's
shut
Mr.
up. I'm
115's
to...
oh. greatest rock hit of all time.
Hello.
I
get it. Why? Ronald, stop that. Ronald, what are you doing,
Ronald? Ronald.
Okay, ready?
All
right.
This is Casey.
What?
You won't find
Phineas.
Mr. 115
I never said
stewing,
I was,
or
no,
shopping,
good
Phineas.
Or nightclubs.
Phineas, please
He's
stop.
He's home all the time, stewing in a lab.
No, good Phineas, stop. Stop doing that.
Burned out, paranoid negativity.
You're making Mr. Redball right angry.
Stewing in elaborately rationalized feelings of...
Oh, no, see, we...
He's home all the time, stewing in elaborately rationalized feelings
of
burnt out,
burnt out
paranoid
negativity.
Of burnout,
paranoid
negativity. Look, stop imitating me. Of he's home
all
the
time,
stewing in elaborately rationalized feelings
of
burnt out,
paranoid.
I can't do it. Of burnt out, paranoid negativity.
I can't do it if you keep.
You'll get Genesis.
Stop it.
Look, stop imitating me.
Stop that. Stop.
You'll get Genesis. Of
and
if you
stop
order
that, and this is the less.
Look, stop imitating me.
Do it now.
And if you
Come
order
on,
now,
people, do
you'll
it
get
now.
The lighter side of Mr. 115.
Do
of
it now.
One.
Do it now.
The ecstasy years. Ecstasy years.
Huh? Oh.
Ecstasy years.
Huh?
And the
3, 2, 1, go.
And the soft rock power ballad classics of shut your mouth, or I'll shut it for you. There we go. I'm shut your mouth. God damn it. And get down on the phone.
What?
Hello?
Wait, here we go. Three.
I'll split you open from your throat to your belly like a 6-pound trout, and you're not gonna like it.
Hello, this is
I'm
Don.
Casey Casey.
We can't do this for a
I'm
show.
Casey Sausage Casey.
It's
we
not...
could do it for the first 10
and the
minutes,
soft rock power ballad classics.
It's not very funny.
And the soft rock power ballad
it's
classics.
It's dumber when Phineas tried to do Don. When I'm doing it.
And who could
doing
forget
doing it.
Imagination?
Right.
Starting to sound like an old black man.
Right.
That's 1-800, the letter D, the letter E, the other letter N, the Roman numeral 1. No, the letter I. God damn it, get that. What the hell is the matter with this goddamn? We come out of an up-tempo number, and I gotta read this fucking copy.
Come on, join in.
See, when you laugh, you shouldn't laugh.
Laugh.
You have to learn not to laugh because you ruin the moment there, you know? That's professionalism. 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 No one will be seated during the extensive panning sequence. No one will tune in.
Okay, I'm done laughing.
Extensive panning sequence.
Hey!
Oh,
get
a towel. Excuse me just a minute, do you know, but could I be getting a bit of whiskey from you?
Yeah, just a minute, please. That's lucky.
Stop laughing at everything. That's lucky.
Fuck. We could go places with this.
Panama. The song War Pigs, Black Sabbath, Crank It. Yes, it's all a dirty game of politics. Just like I said, pop the CD in, turn it up, and let the music do the talking. Hello, what's up? This is Psycho Jack, and I'm psychojacking, as I was just telling your friend and mine, at the World Suicide Club, and it seems a lot of people seem to be congregating into these boxes now. This is great. Yeah, at any rate, I'm psychojacking because he gave me some psychojack happy paper. I was going to share something with you, but now it's all been horribly diluted somewhere along the way. I was looking up... Oh, that's right. I started tripping on love. It's a big complicated procedure, of course. You had to have been inside my head for the last 3 hours or so. But I just started tripping on love. Am I in love? What is love? Just love, basically, in general. You know, your everyday kind of topic. But not your everyday kind of topic, because then you get these horrible songs on the radio that say, oh, I'm in love with you, and I'll die. They're just so horrible and empty, and I can't understand. I just can't understand. But then again, I can't understand doesn't mean somebody else is seeing something. Yeah, just because I don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Yes. Wow. Well, at any rate, I've turned the music down, and then I was listening back to my message for a little while, and I forgot what I was saying. At any rate, I was looking up love, the dictionaries here in front of me, and this all kind of ties into a little poem I started writing before about looking up love in the dictionary, you know, and just the thoughts that came from that at the time. Wow, what a strange and beautiful world this is. Where I can sit here pontificating on the natures of love. Well, people...
End of message.
And then that was right at the time when Dave 5010 took, he got 379-5000, and he had like a voicemail on there, a Pac Bell voicemail.
Right.
And it forwarded, and it was very boring, and I talked to him, and he was letting me run it, and I was like putting funny shit on, and it got to where people were liking me so much that he took it back. He got very mad.
Wow. All right.
So I did a song. You call box after box, and it just gets you snoring. Hearing your what's up and stuff like that is quite boring. But who can you call for the best season's greatings of all? It's Ronald Redball's voicemail, 4928103. And if you've never called it, stop and listen quietly. All of the other boxes can be good from time to time, but how many other boxes can be good and also rhyme? Then one crazy holiday, day 5010 came to say, Ronald, though you sometimes whine, won't you run 379? Then how the callers loved him as they shouted out with glee. It's Ronald Redball's voicemail, and the best of all, it's free.
Very good.
Very good, sir.
LSD, I had fun. It was such a groovy experience because I had fun, because I did whatever I wanted. I didn't hold nothing back, you know, I mean, really, even more so. I mean, because LSD exaggerates things, you know, exaggerates your conscious chattering and words inside your head. It appears to kill the ego, but it's feeding as it's killing the ego. In fact, that's the only way the ego shrinks, is by letting it out, you know. But
if you're not aware of it, then...
not aware of it, to get into trouble. And that's why some people have bad LSD trips, because they end up taking their anxiety and their ego anxiety too serious. And anxiety, of course, manifests into a horrible bad trip. Well, without LSD, you know, definitely we can just pay too much attention to our ego and end up suffering all kinds of ideological setbacks, which lead to depression, anger, and frustration. That's going to be life. So, since I had fun playing, and it was time to come back home, you know, after the journey, after the LSD trip, then you're kind of forced back into reality.
Depression, anger, and frustration.
I already let so much of my ego, spirit free, let anyhow playing ego. See, I mean, you take on a big responsibility when you let your ego horses out of the corral. And like I said, you can let them out as long as you're aware of them. But anyhow, the longer you let them out the corral, the greater increased chances are that you're going to end up losing the corral. So, but you naturally have to give in. You have to give in to your ego. You have to give in to your mind and
let it flow
when you try to fight it. You know, when you try to control it and limit it, then you have a bad trip. Well, same thing in reality, in real life, when you're
give
not
in.
On LSD, you can give in. You can
give in
to your ego. You can let it go, but you if you fall asleep at the wheel, so to speak, and you don't realize, you know, that, I mean, in other words, since I let it mine out more and more all the time, limited, I feel freer and freer when I do realize, I run the risk of forgetting that, hey, this is just egoic, this is just illusory, this isn't forgetting, just my little artistic endeavors and whatnot are not to be taken too serious. It's okay to let myself control it, forgetting, limited, pretend to be serious and even you know, get involved, but it's okay, good, as long as I keep my eye on what's happening, whatnot, so that I can say, okay, that's going too far, forgetting, now you're getting too involved, now you're getting too upset about this, because this is just all silly. Remember, this is all pretend. What's happening isn't real. So it's, since I let them out more and more, instead of repressing them like I used to, more and more, immense pain. Since I let them out more and more, I run the risk of forgetting about it. But each time that I do forget, it takes less and less time to wake up.
Stupid fuck I mean, you could try to figure out some way of doing something, you know, so we could communicate. I mean, goddamn fucking hell, we could just talk, you know. We could just talk certain times. You could let me interrupt. I mean, whatever. You could play a message. You could call your stupid friend Ronald Reba, stupid fucking dork, ugly fucking dork, stupid ugly fucking asshole dork friend Ronald Reba, and you could tell him not to leave any of his stupid messages in the next few hours, because I'll be talking to what's-her-name, the big pet, and you know what, her to hear your messages, dare you, now, so, you know, I mean, you can do that, but it's just like, you get all mad and shit like that, you cut me out of your box, you don't even talk to me or anything like that, you just go ahead and cut me out of your box, I mean, anyways, I'm going to take my phone into my room, gonna run away from you forever and ever and ever and ever, and just forget you ever knew me, okay? Just forget it, okay? Just forget it. If you're gonna let all your stupid asshole friends, I mean, I don't let my stupid asshole friend Adrian do anything, you know? He's 25 years old, oh my god, you're so stupid. Why don't you go to bed? I mean, guy, all you do is like, Mr. West 15, you know, what do you think? It's like, he's so stupid, Timmy, you're so stupid, all you do is talk to him on the phone, so I'm really ugly, you think I let that bug me? No, I don't, because I don't let it bug me, but anyways, I think I'm taking this a little too far, huh? Oh, well. Oh, whatever, I shouldn't have even started. I feel like doing my nose clean, but it's the case, and my cousins are going to come tomorrow.
End of message.
Steve, you are a hypocrite, a total hypocrite, okay? When you were pouring drugs into your system, everything was fine, you know? Drugs were fine, drugs were cool. But now that you're off them again, drugs are terrible, bad. You abuse your body, okay? Steve, I'm disappointed in you. You mean you're not going to be smoking pot anymore? Not even a little bit? You bought your little glass pipe and you're not even going to use it anymore? I saw that case of beer you bought. What's that? You're falling back off the wagon again. You going to drink all that beer by yourself? Huh? Well, I'll talk to you later. And you have a hunky-dory evening.
Excuse me, this is the operator. I have an emergency unit for 363. Request from Ross. Will you go up the line?
Yes.
Thank you.
End of message.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 15 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled, How Does It Feel? Midnight Voice Jail is produced by the National Cynical Network and airs Wednesday nights at midnight during Club Manic Consciousness on 89.7 FM, KFJC. We wish to thank Angel DeMonique for assistance in making this series possible. Email questions or comments to voicejail@yahoo.com. Thanks as always to all voice jailers, wherever they are. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.